Turn in your Bibles tonight to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, and we're going to be there in verse 2. And it says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." As a Christian, being like Jesus should be our number one priority. We ought not be anything like this world. We shouldn't dress like the world, we shouldn't act like the world, and we shouldn't pretend to be worldly. So tonight I'd just like to give you a couple points on separation from the world. Number one is a Christian should be kind. Ephesians 4:32 says, "And be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you." As a Christian, people will judge you on how you treat them. Even if they treat you badly, respect and kindness should be always be the response. Out soaring, and believe me, it happens to us every week. People will be rude. They'll yell in your face, tell you to leave. You know, they'll tear up your track, blame you for pretty much everything that's gone wrong in their life, and slam the door in your face to top it all off. But kindness is always the way to go, because if you get mad at somebody for being rude to you, you can become bitter, and it really is not worth getting mad at. Because in 2 days, you probably won't even remember them. And they won't even remember you. So a Christian should be kind. Number three is a Christian should be happy. Matthew 5:12 says, "Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you." As saved, born-again Christians, we have everything going our way. If you're saved, you have a Savior who's always watching over you, heaven to look forward to, a mansion being built for you, and rewards waiting to be thrown at Jesus' feet. You know, compared to the world, you know, what does the worldly have to look to? You know, maybe another night on the town, or a miserable hangover all day, not being able to hold on a job. Christians complain sometimes on what they had to sacrifice, but really, what did you have to sacrifice? And what is small price to pay for eternal home in heaven? You know, a tiny sacrifice compared to the extreme sacrifice Jesus made by leaving heaven and living on this sin-filled world for 33 years. All we have to do is live for him and give him 10% of what the money that he gave to us in the first place and spread his word. And how happy we should be over the mercy that God's given us. Number five is a Christian should shine. Matthew 5:14 says, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Jesus wants us to shine for him. That's why we go out soul winning, and we run buses, and we have Wednesday night services, and we do missions. And it's why we ought to be kind and happy and trustworthy and forgiving and loving. And it's all for the cause of Jesus Christ so more people can go to heaven. We shouldn't do it for for applause. We shouldn't say, "Look at me, look what I did." We should do it because Jesus said to let your light shine. We should never be ashamed to share the gospel. How sad it would be to stand before Jesus one day, and as his eyes look into your eyes, imagine him asking you, "Why didn't you witness to that person? Or why didn't you give that cashier a track?" You know, we should never be ashamed of being a Christian. So in conclusion, what separates you from the world? Do you talk different? Are you kind? Are you happy? Forgiving? Are you shining the light like Jesus said to? Are you proud to say that you go to Lighthouse Baptist Church? Do your friends know that you go to church? Do your coworkers know you go to church? Do they even know you're a Christian? Most importantly, if someone looked at you, would they say that person is a Christian? Or would they say that person is no different than me? Thank you for letting me preach tonight.